This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Europe's climate policy shows unequal air quality gains across regions, new modeling reveals. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kadze, MP, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Europe's current climate policy framework will reduce outdoor air pollution, but the health benefits will be distributed unequally across regions and socioeconomic groups, according to a modeling study published in the Lancet Regional Europe 2026. The research highlights a critical gap in environmental policymaking. Without explicit attention to geographic variation and population vulnerability, climate strategies risk deepening health disparities even as they reduce overall pollution. Key takeaways: Europe's decarbonization policies will reduce air pollution, but benefits vary significantly by region and income level. Fine-scale geographic analysis reveals that coarse policies affect vulnerable populations and widening health inequities. Integrating social and health equity into climate policy design is essential for advancing environmental justice alongside emissions reduction. Regional disparities in air quality improvement suggest current European policy frameworks lack targeted support for disadvantaged areas. Study at a glance, unequal regional distribution. Health gains from air pollution reduction under current European climate policy vary substantially across regions, with vulnerable populations in certain areas receiving disproportionately smaller benefits despite overall EU-level pollution reductions. Health equity gaps in European air pollution reduction. Projected health benefits from climate policy by regional vulnerability and socioeconomic status. High-income urban regions, strong benefit, mid-income mixed areas, moderate benefit, low-income industrial zones, minimal benefit, rural disadvantaged areas, unequal gain. Source: Lancet Regional Europe, 2026 Modeling Study. Georgian Medical Journal News. Geographic resolution matters for identifying who benefits. Broad coarse-scale policy assessments at the national or EU-wide level obscure critical disparities in air quality improvements and health outcomes across smaller geographic areas and population subgroups, the Lancet Regional Europe modeling study found. When researchers applied fine-scale spatial analysis to current European climate policy trajectories, they identified regions where pollution reductions fell far short of health needs, particularly in low-income neighborhoods and post-industrial areas historically exposed to high baseline air pollution. This finding underscores a fundamental challenge in environmental health policymaking. Aggregated statistics can mask vulnerable populations. A region showing a 20% average reduction in particulate matter may still leave the poorest neighborhoods with twice the exposure of affluent districts. Health policy frameworks that rely on broad targets without geographic granularity risk perpetuating existing health inequities. Decarbonization and air quality gains are linked, but not evenly distributed. Europe's transition toward renewable energy and electrified transport will reduce fossil fuel combustion and consequently lower outdoor air pollution across the continent. However, the timing and intensity of these reductions vary by region, depending on baseline energy infrastructure, industrial composition, and investment in clean technology deployment. Areas that transition faster to renewable sources see earlier air quality improvements, while regions with entrenched coal or oil industries face longer transition periods and sustained pollution exposure. The modeling reveals that this uneven transition creates a two-tier health system. Residents in regions with rapid decarbonization benefit from cleaner air within the next decade, while those in slower transitioning areas may see air quality remain relatively unchanged for 15 years or more. This temporal disparity compounds existing geographic inequality, as slower transitioning regions are often those with lower incomes and weaker institutional capacity to advocate for accelerated policy change. Social and health equity must be embedded in climate policy design. The study published in the Lancet Regional Europe calls for explicit integration of social and health equity into climate and air quality policymaking, rather than treating these dimensions as secondary concerns. This requires three concrete shifts in policy approach. 1. Routine spatial analysis at neighborhood scale rather than regional or national aggregates. 2. Targeted acceleration of decarbonization investments in disadvantaged areas. And 3. Complementary air quality monitoring and health impact assessments tied to policy timelines. Without these mechanisms, current European climate strategies risk achieving overall emissions reductions while widening health disparities, a scenario that would undermine the fundamental purpose of environmental health policy. Global health frameworks increasingly emphasize that climate justice requires ensuring that vulnerable populations are the first to experience health gains from decarbonization, not the last. Implementation barriers and policy opportunities. Translating these findings into policy change faces several institutional barriers. European climate targets are set at the EU level, but air quality and health outcomes are monitored and regulated at the national and subnational level. This fragmentation means that a region experiencing slow pollution reduction has limited recourse to EU-level policy mechanisms. Additionally, energy transition investments often follow economic logic rather than health equity logic. Areas with lower profitability for renewable energy developers receive fewer clean energy projects, perpetuating their exposure to polluting sources. The modeling study identifies policy opportunities to address this gap. These include mandatory equity impact assessments for regional decarbonization plans, conditional funding mechanisms that prioritize investments in high-burden regions, and integration of air quality monitoring into health equity surveillance systems. Health equity advocates increasingly argue that these measures are not additional burdens on climate policy, but essential components of effective, legitimate climate governance. Attention to spatial resolution and geographic scale is critical in environmental policymaking, as coarse analyses risk obscuring vulnerable populations and regional disparities in health outcomes from air pollution reduction. Lancet Regional Europe Modeling Study, 2026. What this means for patients. Air quality improvements from Europe's climate policies will arrive unevenly. Residents in disadvantaged regions may see little immediate benefit and should advocate for accelerated clean energy and investment in their areas. Understanding your region's pollution baseline and policy timeline helps you assess personal health risks and support targeted advocacy. For clinicians, geographic variation in air pollution exposure and improvement trajectories means clinicians in slower transitioning regions will continue managing higher burdens of air pollution-related disease. Proactive counseling on pollution exposure, respiratory protection, and migration options may be particularly relevant for patients in vulnerable areas. Clinicians can also contribute to health equity by documenting pollution-related health impacts and feeding this evidence into regional policy discussions. For policymakers, current European climate frameworks achieve overall emission reductions but risk deepening health disparities without explicit equity-focused design. Policymakers must move beyond aggregate targets to neighborhood-scale analysis, targeted investment mechanisms prioritizing high-burden regions, and mandatory equity impact assessments. This requires coordination across EU national and subnational governance levels and integration of health equity into energy transition planning. Frequently asked questions, why do some European regions benefit more from climate policy than others? Decarbonization benefits depend on baseline energy infrastructure, industrial composition, and investment in clean technology. Regions with existing renewable energy capacity or rapid electrification see faster air quality improvements. Slower transitioning regions, often those with coal-dependent economies or lower investment, experience sustained pollution exposure. This creates a two-tier system where geography and regional economic capacity determine health gains. What is environmental justice, and why does it matter for air quality policy? Environmental justice is the principle that all populations, regardless of income or social status, should experience equal exposure to environmental hazards and equal benefits from environmental improvements. Current European climate policy risks violating this principle by improving air quality faster in affluent regions while leaving disadvantaged areas with sustained pollution. Addressing health equity requires targeted policy mechanisms that prioritize investment and protection in high-burden regions. What concrete policy changes would address these health equity gaps? The modeling study recommends mandatory spatial, neighborhood-scale equity impact assessments for decarbonization plans, conditional funding that prioritizes clean energy investment in high-burden regions, integration of air quality monitoring into health equity surveillance, and improved coordination between EU-level climate targets and national/subnational health equity goals. These measures embed equity into climate policy design rather than treating it as a secondary outcome. Europe's climate transition is generating substantial public health benefits, but only if those benefits reach the populations that need them most. The Lancet Regional Europe modeling reveals that current policy frameworks, while globally progressive, fall short on equity within Europe itself. Closing this gap requires policymakers to move beyond aggregate targets and explicitly design climate strategies that accelerate air quality improvements in disadvantaged regions. Without this shift, Europe risks achieving climate goals while widening health disparities, undermining the moral and public health case for climate action itself. Source: a socioeconomic assessment of projected health impacts from outdoor air pollution under current European climate policy, a modeling study, The Lancet Regional Europe, 2026.